Hello and welcome officially to our Purium Health Products Wednesday night consumer education conference call. My name is Amy and I'll be your moderator tonight, and we will also be having with us David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, along with an author of the book that I hope everyone has had a chance to read called The Green Foods Bible. If you haven't, I strongly encourage you to pick up a copy, to order it on our website or check it out through Amazon.com. He'll be joining us in just a moment. But I did want to take a moment and thank everyone for taking time out to be with us and let everyone know that the subject of tonight's call is sun safety and what we can do to naturally protect ourselves from the sun. So, David, welcome. Are you here with us on the line tonight?
I am, and I, too, want to thank everybody who joined us. I just checked my moderator line, and it is a very, very large group and growing, as you could see by each and every subsequent beep. And Amy, it is so good to have you with us. As I tell everybody, you are the friendly and very pleasant voice that we've come to know each and every Wednesday. It's like coming home again to hear you welcome everybody to the show. So,
oh, well, awesome. thank
so
you.
With the beginning of summer, just days away now, right? Many questions regarding sun safety are coming up. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of people really don't know, Amy, how much sun is safe. A lot of people don't know whether or not they truly need sunscreen. Some have heard that it is helpful. They don't know what type. Some people believe that as long as they have clothes on, that they're protected from the sun. And there's a long list of, let's say, misinformation that we would like to, in our own way, straighten out tonight. And one thing I'm certain of that most people do not know is that the real answers to most of these questions are not the answers that you may think. And that lack of knowledge may expose you to unnecessary danger. For example, did you know that most sunscreens on the market do not protect you from cancer and may actually have harmful chemicals in them that could do more harm than good? And did you know that the palm of your hands absorb 3 times more vitamin D than other parts of your body? There's a lot of things that we hope to share with you tonight, and we're also going to let you know about a new product called, that we used to call Athlete's Advantage. We now have a new name for it called the Astaxanthin Advantage, and that is an amazing product. It is being added to 3 or 4 of our battle plans, including the glaucoma battle plan, because of its benefits to your eyes, but it is also on our list. It is the top on our list of products that we recommend for what could be called the photoprotective effect, or the protection from the sun. And in honor of the, I believe, Amy, what is it now, the Sun Awareness Month or something like that?
Yeah, actually, this week is Sun Safety Week. So it's, I guess, a national campaign to talk about, you know, to protect your sun, you know, and to protect your skin from the sun and to avoid skin cancer.
Awesome. Well, I think that Amy and I felt it was extremely appropriate to relaunch the Asta Advantage as the Astaxanthin Advantage, even though it's harder to pronounce. And and Amy requested that we add it to her list of specials. So, Amy, do you want to tell everybody about the what I think is a really excellent opportunity to take advantage of this product?
Yes. Every month we have a special here at Purium Health Products, and you can find that special on the website, again, at www.phporder.com. But the subject or the special for June is the Astaxanthin Advantage, formerly known as Athlete's Advantage, but it is buy one bottle and get the second bottle at half price. So that is a really great way to introduce yourself to the product, to get a discount, save some money, and really protect yourself with an amazing antioxidant and something that can really do great stuff for your skin.
Definitely. And, you know, the products that we choose to put on special, because let's face it, we're not dumb. We put the products that we believe not enough people have been exposed to. All of our products are fantastic. A few months ago, we put the Enzyme Advantage on special, and since then, we have sold 4 to 5 times more than we sold before we put it on special, because once people try it, They have an incentive to try it at the discounted price. They know that it works, and they realize the regular price is a bargain. And so it is a tremendous way. It was the way that, Amy, I believe the Joint Flex is now very popular, the Ionic Elements, many of the different products.
The Energetic,
like
people really got it.
That was the one I was thinking of, and Enzyme Advantage. We have like quadrupled the sales of each of those products at the regular price once people tried them at the discounted price, because we believe if we give you an opportunity to try a product that you might be interested in, we will win your trust, and you will be glad to pay our very fair regular prices for it once it is no longer on special. So, Amy, thank you for coming up with the specials program. It's been a tremendous benefit to a lot of people who otherwise may not have tried certain products, and I hope that a lot of people are going to try the Astaxanthin Advantage. Every single week this month, we have a focus, a Wednesday night call, as Amy said, and every single week we are going to show you how the Astaxanthin Advantage plays a key role in that particular aspect of natural healing. But Amy, I've gotten off point, and I apologize. You have found some really interesting and really cool things that most people don't know about sun safety. And before we get into astaxanthin, I want you, because tonight is all about sun safety, why don't you tell people some of these things that I bet they simply didn't know?
Well, first of all, we wanted to talk about, we were having a conversation with our naturopathic doctor, Dr. Michael Wolfield, earlier this morning about this subject, preparing for the call, and he was telling us about a study that he'd read and some things that he had looked into, that why actually it's a misnomer that the sun causes skin cancer. And I found it really interesting, because that's what you hear in the media all the time, that's what you read all the time, and that's what's been drilled into your head, you know, stay out of the sun, you're going to get cancer. So do you want to shed a little bit of light on that before I jump into some of the facts that I had learned?
Yeah, no, I think Amy, that's really important. And there's just a slight differentiation. I think he said that 90 to 95% of cancer is not caused by the sun. There's always those people who just excessively, day after day, must work in the sun or choose to go in the sun without a hat on, you know, without ever any concern about it. And, of course, there are those rare instances where it is the sun that itself that causes the cancer, because it's burning and burning and burning excessively. However, most of the time, the real reason for the cancer affecting the body is because of weakness at the cellular level. If it were not for the weakness at the cellular level, our body thrives on sun. Our body thrives in sun. Our body uses sun to boost our immunity and many other things that I'm sure that we're going to, you know, like building the bones and all of these amazing benefits. And so the sun is our friend. The sun is very positive influence on our body, but we must understand it. And just like anything, you know that old saying, and the last thing I'll say is, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Right.
Well, I think that if you don't take care of your body and you put it in a state where it could easily develop cancer, then unfortunately excessive sunlight can be a triggering mechanism. But if your body were not in such a state of dis-ease, if it wasn't lacking the nutrients that it needs to deal with the sun, and that's what we're going to teach people tonight. Certain nutrients in food actually allow your body to process sun like thousands of little, you know, energy producers, almost like we're a leaf or we're photovoltaic sun collector. And so that's the reason why our bodies are meant to thrive in the sun. However, if we don't have the proper nutrients in our cells, the sun could actually damage us.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to try to not say absolutely tonight, because people are laughing at me because I say absolutely all the time.
Absolutely.
So you can say it now.
No, I would never laugh at you. But, you know, we get comfortable with certain words. It happens. I know that it happens with me as well. So, I do know that when we were talking before the show, you had mentioned there's things that were intriguing to you, and I bet they'll be intriguing to everybody else listening. So let's hear about it.
Definitely, yeah. There's a alternative school of thought out there now that shows that people are actually suffering from sun deprivation, which is completely 100% opposite of what, like, I thought growing up. Like, I'm a very fair-skinned person. I'm out in the sun for 5-10 minutes and I'm burning. And so I was raised and I grew up being afraid of the sun, you know, basically. And I try not to go outside. I say, I don't want to get tan. I'm going to get skin cancer. I shield myself from that. But it's actually the sun is very, very beneficial to us, and it includes something called far infrared light as part of the spectrum of the light that comes from the sun that actually is extremely therapeutic to the body as well as cleansing. Like the sunlight, this far infrared light triggers cleansing and detoxification reactions. And, of course, we've all heard that that the sun is a provider or helps our bodies to synthesize vitamin D, and that is very, very important to the body. Vitamin D helps reverse osteoporosis. It helps strengthen, you know, brittle bones, and it helps with the formation of strong teeth. And so the best, absolute best way to get vitamin D is what Dave was mentioning, or it's also talked about in the Monday Morning Health Minute, is to actually get out there in the sun, which is contra to what, you know, I always thought growing up and most of my adult life.
No doubt. And, you know, the cool part is that all you have to do is, you know, is take care of your body on the nutritional level so that when you go out in the sun, it actually benefits you as opposed to, you know, it's part of your body rebuilding itself instead of tearing itself down. And the big difference in that whole equation is, you know, what you eat and what nutrients are in your cells.
Yes, and so there's studies that have shown that an inadequate amount of sunlight actually lowers the immune system and can allow cancer cells to proliferate in your body. So what Dave's saying is it's kind of like a perpetuating problem, if you will. If you,
22?
I'm sorry?
Like a catch-22?
Yeah, like a catch-22. You know, if you're not eating right and you're out in the sun a lot, you're going to have a lot of problems. If you are eating right, if you're taking care of yourself, the sun is actually boosting your immune system. But if you have a lot of toxins, if you have a lot of, you know, bad stuff going into your body, the sun can definitely be detriment because those cells can't deal with the oxidation or the waves from the sun.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, it's people don't realize how important our body is. It is the vehicle that carries us from place to place. And, you know, if our car has, you know, inadequate, you know, if our car isn't working, then we can't get around. And if our body's not working, you know, then it doesn't perform the function that it's meant to perform. That is really, really good information.
And also, there was a study that was published by Harvard University that showed, I found this very interesting, that when people had surgery for lung cancer, and if they had it in the winter, there was a 40% greater chance that the people passed away, that they had severe...
The mortality rate?
Yeah, mortality rate. Yeah. So it... Severe complications and mortality rate was 40% higher when it took place in the winter, and so they hypothesized that that was due to lack of sunlight, especially in the eastern part of the country where it's freezing cold. No one wants to go outside. You know, if it's in Florida or California, you know, we're pretty lucky with our weather patterns, but in some parts of the country, there is no sun. It's freezing, and people just don't want to be outside, and so it really can compromise their immune system.
Well, what if you do live in a northern environment and you want the benefits of the sun? Are you supposed to become like a streaker and just like, you know, go running around in the snow in your bathing suit?
No, actually, I think you talk about in the Monday Morning Health Minute, which is our online newsletter, that the palms of your hands are actually the best parts of the body to collect the sun. And for you to synthesize the vitamin D. Also, your face. A lot of people don't like to expose their face as much, but the palms of their hands are actually the very best parts of the body to collect the sun.
Now, why don't you equate like the IUs that we need with how much time it takes to get that many IUs. I think people like to do that math type of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's been said that we need like around 1,000 milligrams of vitamin D per day to really mitigate the risk of certain cancers and just for overall health. And it's recommended 40 minutes per day of direct sunlight in the winter and 30 minutes a day in the summer because the sun's a lot more intense. Because it's closer to the earth in the summer, it's coming at a more direct angle. And so it's recommended like 15 to 20 minutes in the morning, 15 to 20 minutes in the afternoon for optimal exposure to the sun with the palms facing up and your face exposed without sunscreen for 15 to 20 minutes to synthesize that much vitamin D that you need for optimal immune system function.
Awesome. And I just want to address really quickly that at the time that I wrote an article for Skin Inc., I warned people that, you know, all of the sunscreens in America failed to provide both UVA and UVB protection. And I think that, you know, what most people don't understand is that the UVA and UVB are both types of ultraviolet light. And, you know, the little ones, the UVAs, they cause your skin to tan. And most people think that that's what causes the cancer. But the truth is it's the longer UV waves that penetrate more deeply. That's what causes wrinkles to your skin, drying, and poor skin texture. And it also may actually have a greater contribution to cancer than once imagined. So what's really nice to note is that a lot of sunscreens have begun to offer UVA and UVB. What's really bad to note is that none of the sunscreens that Amy and I have reviewed are free of chemicals, are free of preservatives, are free of the very things that might clog up your pores and not allow you to detoxify. The sun is supposed to allow you to detoxify. If your pores are clogged, that won't happen. And if you're bombarding your body with chemical preservatives and additives, then you're probably not. Cutting off your nose to spite your face, I think my grandfather would have said, and I have no idea what that means. But it seems like it's appropriate here.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's like a conundrum.
Is that a way to put it?
And also, I just kind of wanted to go back to that 15 to 20 minutes in the morning, 15 to 20 minutes in the afternoon. We're certainly not recommending that you go out at high noon. You know, we're certainly not saying that. You know, go out in the early morning, go out in the late afternoon when the sun is not so intense where you
want like 9 to 11 and like 2 to 5. Those are good times.
Right. Exactly. So I just didn't want to make sure I wanted to make sure people didn't think we were recommending them to go out and lay out at noon. But it is a conundrum, if you will, this sunscreen that it is full of chemicals can really do some damage in itself.
Here's what I recommend myself. I recommend something as simple as a nice hat. In the old days, what people used, their number one source of sunscreen was a hat. There's no chemicals in the hat. You know, the hat doesn't ever stop working. And so get yourself a good hat. That's the number one sunscreen you could have going. And one thing that is so important, though, what people don't understand, and that's what me and Amy are here to explain to you, is sunscreen isn't something you put on your skin. It's something you put in your mouth. You could get far more protection from the sun, both UVA and UVB light. You could get far more protection because of blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents in food. And we have found, I believe, you know, we know that beta-carotene is important for skin health. We know that it's the thing that, you know, protects us and keeps it healthy. But we found something even better. And Amy and I are about to tell you about an amazing product called astaxanthin. We called it the Athlete's Advantage in the past, but we have changed the name. And Amy, do you want to explain to people why we felt compelled to do so?
Yeah, there's been so much research that has been coming out over the last few years that that show that the astaxanthin can affect the body in just a myriad of positive ways. And it's not just about working out. It's not just about recovery time or building muscle. And so that's what the name Athlete's Advantage really indicated, that it was all about fitness or for athletes and things like that. And it really narrowed the focus of people that would look at the product or that would purchase the product. So we wanted to widen the scope since there was so much more information, and the product is so powerful as an antioxidant that everyone can benefit from. So we kind of made the name a little bit more generic, so it's not just put in a fitness category, that it can be put in the anti-aging category. It can be put in just a healthy living category, you know, for antioxidant support, just for general health and well-being. And so because of that, we changed the name to Astaxanthin Advantage.
Perfect. Well, I think that people are probably curious to hear about this product.
Well, why don't you, in a nutshell, tell us, you know, what exactly is Astaxanthin Advantage? I know it's a very hard word to say. I know that for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Think, and I always just say Asta, and then Xan, and then thin. Like, you know, you're thin, you know. So Asta, you're Xan thin. So Astaxanthin Advantage, and Astaxanthin Advantage is made from, obviously, astaxanthin, and that's nature's most powerful antioxidant. There is no more potent antioxidant from food, and it comes from what's called a Haematococcus microalgae. Now, you know we love algae. You know that we have the red marine algae in our help me here, Virashore.
Right.
It is phenomenal antiviral food. You know that we have the spirulina microalgae that is like nature's amazing multivitamin. You know that we have the chlorella microalgae that is amazing detoxifier, nature's highest source of chlorophyll. You know that we love algae. Well, this algae is a red algae also, and the extract from this algae is 500 times stronger than vitamin E, but it is actually in the carotenoid family. We have it in a beautiful, easy-to-take capsule, and I think that it is, as I said, a product that is a sleeper. It's a product that we really never, ever knew there were so many amazing, you know, things that it did for the body.
Right, absolutely. Some of the potential benefits, as we mentioned, obviously, protection from the sun, like an internal sunscreen. We're going to be talking later in the month on another conference call about how it can support healthy vision and help the eyes. It can also alleviate stress. Of course, due to the name we used to call it, Athlete's Advantage, it increases strength and endurance. It can reduce recovery times and increase athletic performance. It may help support also muscle growth and combat free radical growth in the muscles. So it's excellent for anyone who works out or who does athletics, but it's also just great for everyone out there for general health, because it's just a super potent antioxidant. Studies show that it's 550 times stronger than a vitamin E supplement, and everyone has heard for years and years, you know, what a great antioxidant vitamin E is. So 550 times stronger than vitamin E, and it can really help. Studies have shown in the prevention of the initiation of cancer cells, of cancer like taking root and have a hold of your body. And it also can help increase your energy metabolism, like how you burn like sugar basically in your body for fuel. So it can basically increase your energy level,
which may help with the final benefit.
Which is?
Oh, that's not on your version.
It's not on my version, sorry.
It must be just on the man's version. It may help improve semen quality in infertile men.
Ah, great.
Yeah, so put that increased energy to work, I say. So, Amy, we also, have a suggested dosage. Is it really strict, or is there any unsafe level of taking this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, because, again, it's from microalgae. It's from a food-based source. But we recommend 1 to 3 soft gel capsules a day. It does come in a easy to swallow gelatin soft gel capsule, and it kind of depends on your lifestyle. If you lead a a very clean lifestyle, if you live out in the country where the air is clean and the water is, you're drinking your own well water and you know it's pure and you're not exposed to a lot of toxins and things like that, you may just need one capsule a day. If you have a heavy toxin load, there's a lot of things you're being exposed to, so you need more antioxidant support. If you're really working out or things like that, you might need 3 capsules a day, but you definitely can't overdose on the product.
Excellent. And again, next week we're going to be talking about the benefits for eyesight, which are just really, really quite amazing as well. Well, some of the things that I've learned about astaxanthin that I'd like to share with people is that the molecule is similar to beta-carotene, but all the evidence indicates it's actually a different biological antioxidant. So while we say it is in the carotene family, it is a distant cousin. And it also has the ability to exhibit free radical scavenging activities. It protects against lipid peroxidation, which is far more like a tocopherol, which the vitamin E family is in. So it's like this strange fusion of vitamin A and vitamin E. And because of that, it stops the oxidative damage of cholesterol, of cell membranes, and all body tissues. And astaxanthin is now a number, there's just dozens and dozens of peer-reviewed journal articles that are being published. And if you go on the internet, we now have put, I'm counting about 6 or 7 different amazing scientific references. And I know we're running out of time, so I'm not going to bore everybody with the actual, the scientific references. But all I could tell you is they are impressive. They are very long. The list is quite long, and the range of benefits are incredibly significant. Now, for many, many years, as the number one benefit to protect against the sun, we had always recommended green foods, like Best of Greens, that had a lot of algae, the other algae we spoke of, and a lot of the wheatgrass and barley grass. And the reason why is because there was a study that was published and researched then at the University of San Diego that showed that simply having a glass of wheatgrass or barley grass each day would dramatically reduce the amount of damage done to your skin. That means sun damage, solar radiation damage, wrinkles, aging, everything. And I said, wow, that's pretty impressive. And then I saw a second study that supported those findings. And so we began to tell people the number one way to protect your skin is not from the outside, but from the inside. And now, with the recent release of of this information that shows how quickly astaxanthin repairs oxidative stress at the cellular level, Amy, I think we have now, like, pinned the tail on the donkey, if you would. I don't think that there's anything better that we could recommend taking internally than green foods and astaxanthin. But sometimes you do spend a little bit too much time in the sun. You do get some redness, some soreness, and we have an answer for that too, don't we?
Well, the aloe vera 40X is, I'm pretty sure, what you're talking about there, because of its ability to increase the basal activity over to approximately 300%. This means your skin cells are going to slough off and regenerate 300% faster than normal studies have shown, so which means for fresher, firmer, younger-looking skin, much more quickly.
And everybody knows if you have a sunburn, nothing soothes that burn and starts the healing better than aloe vera. We have an aloe vera that's 40 times more potent than most aloe veras, and I think that you could really benefit from that. So, Amy, I think we've stated our case for astaxanthin advantage. I think we've educated people about some really important things they probably did not know about the sun, and I want to thank you for helping us to do that. Could I ask one more thing? Would you mind letting everybody know once again just what, again, we're offering the astaxanthin advantage on special this month for and how they could take advantage of that?
Sure. Everyone can find it on the website at www.phporder.com. The special for June is buy one bottle, get the second bottle at half price. You can also call that into customer service if you'd like to place an order, and they are 60 soft gels in a bottle. The retail price is $25 for one bottle. So for $37.50, you're getting two bottles worth you can share with your family. And I was actually reading online just really quickly that there are patents actually being approved for astaxanthin in relationship to retarding and preventing sunburn. So we aren't just saying this. This isn't just theorized. There's actually patent applications in, and they are being approved.
And backed by science.
Exactly. It's backed by science. There's also another patent in the works for carpal tunnel syndrome as due to, like, inflammation and things like this. So there's so much data on the web that you can read about astaxanthin. It's just an absolutely amazing product. But, again, the special is the 60 soft gel capsules. Buy one bottle, get the second bottle at half price, and that special will run through the end of the month of June.
And here's what is really cool, Amy, is one person called me and they said, you know what? They said, I am buying my astaxanthin advantage. He said, I'm going to use it. And if it works, he says, I'm going to order another special at the end of the month. And I thought, wow, that guy's smart. He's ended up with a four-month supply. You know what I mean? And he would, and he will have actually gotten one of his bottles for or more for free. So it's always good to order the special early, because if you do like it, you have one more chance, you know what I mean, to stock up after you know that it's something you'll really use.
Exactly, exactly. And just another thing, in case anyone's wondering, that it's a naturally occurring dietary compound, and there's no known side effects. So this is absolutely not a drug. It's all natural and
known. A whole food concentrate. All we've done is seek out a certain pigment, and that pigment is the therapeutic pigment in the food, and it is very similar, you know, to an extraction process, because otherwise you might have to have 10 or 12 grams of this versus just a few hundred milligrams. So, Amy, you did a fantastic job, I believe, in helping educate everybody tonight. Is there any final word that you would like to have at all?
Well, I just wanted to remind people that Dave and I certainly are not doctors. We don't claim to be doctors. We're not giving medical advice here. We are simply sharing information that we have learned, that we think that we find it very beneficial. So again, we're not doctors. We're not proclaiming to be doctors. We're just sharing information and hoping that you learn from this information to empower yourself to make your own decisions, and that you pass this along to others that you think may find it interesting.
Fantastic. Well, I got a wonderful story from one of the healers out there who is really passionate about our company. Art, if you're listening, thank you very much for the story today. He had a gentleman, 500 pounds or so, who had tried just about everything to lose weight. Nothing was working. He sent him scuba greens because he just thought he'd accept the taste. It wasn't because he was diabetic, just because he wanted him to have a green drink, and he thought scuba greens was his best shot at it, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the guy's now lost over 100 pounds. And in pretty short order, 90 pounds. I'm looking at my notes, 70 pounds. I guess I'm prone to exaggeration. Excuse me, everybody. He's closing in on losing 100 pounds. But I want to be accurate. He's lost 70 pounds so far, and all he's really done is added 3 to 4 servings a day of scuba greens, and the guy feels fantastic, and he's ready to turn his life around, and he just didn't think that was possible before. And that was an awesome story. You know, it wasn't somebody curing cancer or jumping out of their bed because they were paralyzed. That's not what we're not into sensationalism. What we're talking about is real people in their real lives having real results, not a year from now, but tomorrow. You know what I mean? And that's what we say. And when I talked to some other folks today, and when I told them we had, you know, that we guaranteed our products, they're like, 60 days, dang. Most people say, you know, if you're not satisfied within 10 days, return the product.
Right.
You know, so congratulations, Amy. I think that people are seeing that we stand behind our products, that we stand behind our purpose and our philosophy, which is to extend a benefit to people that they otherwise may not get if they didn't have access to this food. And it's a beautiful benefit. And so I think that we have the tools that people could use to live that long life free from disease. I believe we have the knowledge that could really set them free from some of the ignorance. And I don't mean that you're ignorant. I mean that you've been told lies. And we need to shatter and break down the walls of ignorance and reveal the truth. We do that a little bit every single Wednesday right here and every single Monday on your computer. So if we don't have your email, we can't do that. We don't have your phone number. You're probably not listening right now. But it is important that we get both.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for all your awesome information. And please join us next week. We will be back same time, same place. Dave, you mentioned vision on the calendar. It says infertility, but I know we'll be covering both this month. I'm just not sure which one is next week.
I guess one could lead to the other. If you know, never mind. That's a bad joke. Okay. Here's the thing. I mixed them up. So it's infertility next Wednesday. Vision the week after that?
I'm not sure. It looks like the calendar might be a little bit messed up.
Revive it all. I think that's what's going on here. I remember that those are all in the month. So let's organize them. Check on the calendar. This is a good reason to tell people
to go
to the
internet. We have men's health. Men's health is the third week, and I think vision is the fourth.
Okay, men's health is the third week, and vision is the fourth. Perfect. Well, again, sorry for the confusion. I know that that's what I get for shooting from the hip. I should always stick to the script.
No problem. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we will be back with you next Wednesday, same time, same place, and in honor of World Infertility Month, we'll be going over our infertility battle plan, and there is a lot of interesting information that we'll be sharing with you.
And we'll explain to you what we mean when we say there's a lot of green babies out there.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful night.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Bye-bye.